This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The death toll related to severe winter weather in New York is climbing. On Sunday, Governor Kerry Hochul said a dozen people have died as a result of a massive blizzard that's hitting the Buffalo area. She noted it'll go down as one of the most devastating storms in the city's history. The National Weather Service has recorded more than 40 inches of snow at Buffalo's airport in recent days. Hochul said local officials are working with the Biden administration on disaster declaration. The storm is part of a significant winter event that has swept the U.S. over the past weekend, leaving at least 34 people dead in a dozen states and causing widespread holiday flight issues and power outages. Governor Kerry Hochul says she thanks the first responders. Officials in Jackson, Mississippi are issuing a citywide boil water notice. The Sunday announcement came after water lines broke due to frigid temperatures caused by a powerful winter storm that has swept the U.S. over the past week. While local crews worked to repair the breaks, the city says water distribution sites were being set up for those in need. This comes after Jackson's main treatment plant partially collapsed back in August, leaving thousands without running water. Police in Colorado are investigating after two people were found dead in an apparent murder-suicide in the parking lot of a Jehovah's Witnesses Kingdom Hall in the early morning hours on Sunday. It happened in Thornton, which is about 10 miles north of Denver. Authorities say they were told an adult female was shot and killed by an adult male who then turned the gun on himself. No congregation meetings were in session. On Sunday night, Thornton police said there were three incendiary devices found at the scene. They were rendered safe and collected with the help of the Adams County Hazardous Material Unit. They did not elaborate on what type of incendiary devices were found or where exactly they were located. The Sherwood Congregation of Jehovah's Witnesses said in a statement they were shocked and deeply saddened by the shooting, and their hearts go out to the family and friends of those who have been traumatized by the heinous actions that took the life of an innocent victim and threatened the lives of many others, and that they were praying for the families of all those affected.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Smoke fills the cabin of a JetBlue flight, sending passengers into a frenzy. Jeremy Scott has more.
The FAA says over 130 people were evacuated from the aircraft at JFK International Airport in Queens on Christmas Eve after a laptop overheated and started smoking. A passenger says the captain put out the fire. Some passengers slid down the emergency chute to escape. Several were treated for minor injuries.
Police in Texas say the body of a missing Texas A&M student has been found in Austin. Tanner Hoang was last seen December 16th in College Station. His car was later discovered in Austin, and his body was reportedly found nearby. Local authorities are investigating the circumstances of the 22-year-old's death. The cause has not been given, but no foul play is suspected. Avatar: The Way of Water continues to rule North America's box offices. The follow-up to James Cameron's 2009 blockbuster earned $56 million in its second week of release in the U.S. and Canada. Coming in second is Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, with just over $11 million. Rounding out the top five are the Whitney Houston biopic I Want to Dance with Somebody, the new Brad Pitt Margot Robbie film Babylon, and the holiday comedy Violent Night. Black Panther: Wakanda Forever finished this week in sixth place. Several movie theaters across the U.S. experienced slow business due to the massive winter storms affecting large parts of the country. Avatar: The Way of Water continues to rule North America's box office. The follow-up to James Cameron's 2009 blockbuster earned $56 million in its second week of release in the U.S. and Canada. This is Julio Flores, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher love.
Maybe just like old times, only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Bring me a higher love. Let's get lit!